So you want to feel yourself in continuous motion. You want to feel yourself really engaged in your higher authority at last. So allow yourselves to be given. So when they're saying allow yourselves to be given, it's like one of these Hindu goddess, Shivas, whatever her beautiful name is, I'm looking at her, Saraswati, I forget how to say her name. In any event, there is tremendous glow, there is tremendous sunshine, there is tremendous alchemy, there is tremendous light. She's saying, like, how would I say this? Sort of like pouring in so you can fulfill your destiny, so you can fulfill your self-prophecy insurance. So we want to remember every time we stay in that fear where we think somehow we're suggesting, meaning passing our lessons, we're really living in past circumstance. So what she's reminding us is to secure a safe seat, secure a safe footing, secure a safe vehicle, your Merkava, your light field, whatever you want, in your new reality, in your new assumption, in your new host allowance. So in other words, it's all up to us. We're the ones that authorize the sunshine. We're the ones that bring forth the sacred healing. So we want to remember, they're saying we're healing, you know, our very dry bones. But what we're healing is the belief that we're just the bones, that the belief that we're the individual, that the belief that we're the body consciousness, rather than the awareness that we're the whole assembly. In other words, when we call on God consciousness, when we call on help, we're really calling on our own self-mastery. And she's saying, it's like, won't you enjoy that? You know, like your maturity date has arisen. And she's saying there's no more going backwards. In other words, this is not about being helpless. This is not about being afraid. This is not about being in a victim. This is not about accusing someone else's wrong. This is really about restoring your own self-identities, restoring your own self-authority, restoring your own self-brilliance, restoring your own self-mastery. So as you will change the inner signage, it's almost like, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. When we're really looking at the balanced energy, which is the reason we have so many gender questioning beings on the earth, because we're changing duality. And so this is what we want to do with our own circumstances. So that's what I was seeing, boys, girls, bathroom. But what we want to do is allow ourselves to fully surrender to the light. And so the reason I'm seeing that conflict of choice, that conflict of decision, is it's not about the revolving door outside. In other words, outside is going to be duality over and over and over and over. But we're taking a conscious approach inside. In other words, we're choosing our place in heaven. So again, back to that conscious choice, back to that conscious decision. So when we choose our light, when we choose our wholeness, when we choose our higher authority, that's when we're aligned with our truth principle. That's when we're aligned with our true accessory. So again, we're back to this amazing being of light that's just pouring us. She's saying like she's pouring us in, I guess, to heaven. But what she's trying to explain, when I look at her, she's completely filled. In other words, she's got everything she needs. She comes well supplied, is what she's saying. And she's bringing it to you often. Now, when you think you're separate, when you think you're helpless, when you're busy being prejudiced, in English, when you're angry at another, she cannot come in and help you. She cannot serve you. You want to remember, she's an aspect of your own self, and she represents wealth in its truest claim, meaning every aspect of your higher self that's ready to demonstrate and proclaim wealth in the consciousness of this world. She's here to help you do that. But to do that, you must recognize your own size. You must recognize your own vision. You must recognize your own increase. So when you're suffering with duality, side with the light, side with your truth, side with your wholeness. So you want to remember that. That's a conscious decision to be restored. You're also not subject-object. So they're asking us to release the old ideology of here I am, God above, please save me. Even higher self above, please save me. Because they're saying we're going to be learning our true identity. We're going to be learning our true self overnight. So hold on a second. I got my snowbird neighbors here. Hold on. Come here, buddy. I know. There's a lot happening. So it's very important that we start assuming the Christed vision. Now, when they say Christed vision, they're not saying we're all going to be Jesus and have beards or whatever. It's really about recognizing that all his sacred gifts, meaning the gifts of the Father, which is really the gifts of the higher self, that's what we're all going to be soon mastering. So now you understand, in order to be mastering it, the gifts can't all just be higher than you. So when we think of our self as body consciousness, when we think of our false identity, it's like we don't have access. We have to call on another. And they're saying sort of like the root awakening is that keeps us in perpetual separation. So the more that we understand love is happening within and within. So in other words, our true Christ nature is within because Jesus is within because our Christ self is within. So this is the point. We're all birthing our new tomorrow. We're all birthing our new reality as we say so. It's not up to something else. It's not up to another master. It's up to our own decision inside. So allow yourselves to turn on, allow yourselves to assimilate. When I say assimilate, there is as much light as you can withstand. So this is the point, to withstand it. Excuse me. It can't reach your blemishes unless you say so, unless you graduate. So when you say so, how would I say this? I just want to finish with this. It's so important. When I receive it, when you say so, it's sort of like if you're playing poker and, you know, the cards you have, they're really not working for you at all. You just don't see how it's going to work. So you turn them in and you start again. So it's that surrender, it's that release. And so you're trusting your true alibi, meaning who you actually are, your higher self. So this is where we all join hands inside, meaning we're opening up our heart light. That's how we're moving into 5D reality. Now we're doing that by and by, meaning it's not like, oh, it's scheduled for May or whatever. It's like a constant happening. In other words, every time we decide to drop the past story, to drop the past division and choose that light, choose that new reality, it's like we're ready for our daily, like, how would I say that? They're saying like our daily supper. But when I get that daily supper, there's some kind of very, very powerful energy that I get that somehow there used to be these great congregations. And so when you would get your daily supper, you would get a really nice charge. It's like a spiritual manna supper, you know, like they would give out, I don't know what, you know, I'm not going to call it matzo, whatever it is, but I see it. It's like whatever it is. But the point is, we're ready for our determined existence. We're ready for our signed on blessings. So we want to feel that. We want to feel that gesturing, because it's already here and it's already inside of us as we learn to surrender to it, as we learn how to relax, because we're literally switching to a new system of awareness of consciousness. And they're kind of laughing at me when I say new, because they're saying that's the problem with our story, that we still believe in this division versus it was actually always happening, but we weren't selecting it. We weren't tuning into it. Now, we've all heard that, but they want really for us to feel that it's very user-friendly, meaning like come and enjoy. It's not hard. It's not hard. You don't have to suffer a second longer. So receive your new true nature. And just see all this like spinning energy, spin. So this is like velocity. This is increase. For some of us, it's almost like we need a jump start. Like we've got the right tone, but we're waiting for someone else to charge it for us. And we're not aware that we're the charging station. So we're getting just a little help, getting a little increase. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.